Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. And join me, the Mighty Miz, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's: disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve. As in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you, and experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy, whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music, with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. The earth shifted for me when I heard Uncle Dave Makin for the first time. This was when the Harry Smith anthology was released on CD in 1997. The energy of this man, swinging his clawhammer banjo and elating me with his infectious humor, brought the sepia-toned 19th century to boisterous life, and I was smitten. I began listening to and reading as much as I could get my hands on, and although the Dixie Dewdrop died the year before I was born, he was kinetically alive for me, lifting me out of whatever funk I happened to have been in into a realm of pure joy. What an inspiration for an aging aspirant. He was discovered by accident by Marcus Lowe of the Lowe's Theater Chain at the age of 50 and elevated to the heights of radio stardom on the Grand Ole Opry and national recording acclaim. How fortunate that these technologies, though in their infancy, were around to document the power of this entertainment fireball. He was a beloved amateur in the truest sense of the word, who had simply enjoyed entertaining customers along his freight-hauling mule line. This exemplifies Joseph Campbell's assertion that if you just follow your bliss, everything will flow from that. This was simply how he lived, and as one of his band members attested, all day long, from morning till midnight, it was a show. And what a show it was.
Thank you. week with you in a cell.